David Zuckerman, the progressive Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, holds a double-digit lead over his Republican opponent, Randy Brock. This according to a new VPR poll. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, there are a lot of undecided voters in this contest who could help determine the outcome.
Dawn Rollins lives in Barrie. She's a strong supporter of Senator Bernie Sanders, and Sanders' endorsement of Zuckerman was a key factor in her decision to support Zuckerman.
If he says that he is endorsing someone, I tend to follow what he would say because I know what Bernie stands for. And I know that Bernie isn't going to support somebody that he really, really can't stand behind.
But Dart Everett of Brattleboro has a very different point of view. He thinks the progressives and the Democrats have been systematically undermining Vermont's economy by supporting excessive taxation and spending initiatives.
My main thought is we don't need any more progressives running our government. We're in bad enough shape in this state now without any more Shumlin-like ideas. Randy, a very good, honest, deep-thinking person who believes that we've got to change course to get our state back into a financial footing that we can sustain.
These contrasting views of the lieutenant governor's race highlight the fundamental differences in the candidates' backgrounds and positions. Longtime progressive David Zuckerman was the winner of a three-way race for the Democratic primary in August. Previously, he served in the Vermont House for 14 years and has been elected to two terms in the Senate. His Republican opponent, Randy Brock, served as auditor for one term, was elected to two terms in the Senate from Franklin County, and was the unsuccessful GOP gubernatorial candidate in 2012. Zuckerman supports a publicly financed health care system, a more progressive tax code where the wealthy pay more taxes, a higher minimum wage, and the legalization of marijuana. Brock favors a private health insurance model that has more competition, opposes any tax increases, thinks the legalization of marijuana is a huge mistake, and believes imposing new wage requirements will hurt many small businesses. The VPR poll shows Zuckerman leading Brock by 43% to 26%, with 20% undecided. The poll was conducted by the Castleton Polling Institute. Institute Director Rich Clark says the poll shows that Zuckerman has very strong support with voters under the age of 44, support that is likely boosted by an early endorsement from Bernie Sanders.
He is getting a lot of young voters. He's getting a lot of progressives. The Sanders support, I think, may have been helping him.
Clark notes that Brock's crossover appeal to Democrats is lower than that of GOP gubernatorial candidate Phil Scott because Brock represents a more conservative wing of the party.
As close as they are on issues, they do tend to represent different aspects of the Republican Party here in Vermont.
The poll finds Zuckerman leading Brock in all income groups with his strongest support coming from voters with incomes under $40,000. In this category, he enjoys almost a 30-point lead. The race is quite close in the next income category, those making between $40,000 and $60,000 a year. Here, Zuckerman has a 4-point lead. And in the highest income group, people with incomes above $100,000, Zuckerman maintains almost a 20-point lead. Clark says Zuckerman is also doing very well with voters who are following this race closely.
The better educated, the better informed tend to show up to vote. And Brock's support drops off as familiarity increases. So among those who say they're very familiar with the candidates, two-thirds or nearly two-thirds, just beneath two-thirds, are going for Zuckerman over Brock.
The poll also shows that 20% of all voters remain undecided in this race, and the number of uncommitted voters is even higher in specific demographic groups. For instance, 27% of middle-income voters are uncertain whom they will vote for. If Brock is going to win this race, he will need to find a winning message to appeal to this large block of undecided voters in the final weeks of the campaign. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.